AJ, have you hated this video since the day it came out?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I'm proud to say it.
Do we know what year it came out?
85.
Oh, you do know.
I remember the day.
Okay. All right, because ever since I met you, you have not liked this video.
It's been a thing.
The song isn't great.
I can't let go.
The original version was great. Mm. The remake that these two, you think David Bowie and Mick Jagger, you're like, this is going to be great.
Obviously.
No brainer.
But man.
Yeah, no brainer's right. They had no brains doing it.
Who knew putting two legendary classic rockers together, you can make such a giant turd? AJ, all you.
Okay, so today on Bad Idea Island, we go back to 1985 for a video with Mick Jagger and David Bowie dancing in the streets. Now, with this song, what happened was, originally, Bowie and Jagger initially planned to perform the song live for Live Aid by trading verses in two different locations, but there was a satellite delay, so they couldn't do it without one of them mimicking. So what they did, they decided to record the single version of the song of Martha Vandellas and the and do it that way. Now, all the proceeds were going to Live Aid. The problem was, like Chaz said, you had David Bowie, you had Mick Jagger, two legends in rock, apparently did not go well together. If you see the video, it starts off with Mick Jagger. He's leaning, he shows up, there's some like round pole by him. He comes out, he's like holding on to it, and he's whistling, like whistling out, and they start calling out various places in the world. South America, Buenos Aires,
South America!
Tokyo! Like all this stuff, right? Like they're gonna freaking hear him, right? So they start doing the song, all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, well, it's Mick Jagger. First of all, Mick Jagger, they do this like this stupid pan down to like where his feet are, and he's like wearing those Reeboks, and he's doing this thing almost like the girl from Flashdance.
He's like jazzercising.
Yeah, right. Exactly right. Yeah, right. I'm like, he's a maniac on the floor. Yeah, he's doing that. Like, I'm like, what, do you have to pee? Go pee first, right?
This is the most
passionate. He's doing the pee-pee dance. He's doing the pee-pee dance. Then they show him. He's like, he's now we see all of him, and he's like, he's shaking his fanny. Worse, the most, Shakira couldn't shake her fanny like that. That's how much he was shaking his fanny.
It is gross.
Flailing his arms out and everything. I'm thinking he's having a seizure, right? Something's wrong with it.
If he wasn't Mick Jagger, this would have ruined his career. Like, if this was Billy, look what it did to Billy Squire. One bad video.
Right.
This video would have killed those guys if they weren't so freaking talented.
If the first video the Foo Fighters ever released was this, they'd never have a career.
Never.
we can ignore them.
If he was dressed in pink and barefoot, he'd be done, okay? Thank God he had Reebok jeans and a shirt. So Bowie hasn't even come to the picture yet. So as Mick Jagger singing, all of a sudden we see David Bowie standing at the top of a staircase, and he's wearing this yellow long, like a trench coat, and he's wearing this, it looks like a onesie. It looked like if a cougar had a onesie, okay? It had like
a cougar,
like
you mean
leopard.
An animal? Or
cougar is the person at the end of the bar with a pink lady who's having a cigarette. It was so it's like this print that looked like almost like an animal print, like a leopard or something like that. And it's full length. It's a onesie. And so he comes jumping off the stairs. Now the two of them are dancing around like Tigger. Like, they're bouncing around. At one point, they're going down the street. Mick Jagger's facing forward, and Darren Bowie's facing backward, and they're going doink, 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 down the friggin' street.
Did they rub their heinies together?
Yes, they did. They rubbed their heinies. Yes, they did. And there's also one part where, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, as they're going, all of a sudden, David Bowie, whose hands have been in his pockets the entire time of his trench coat, I don't know why, all of a sudden starts doing like almost like the Karate Kid kicks, like, wada, 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 as he's going down the street. It's a wonder he didn't fall on his ass.
AJ, you didn't see it, but you got a spit take here.
Dude, Chaz almost electrified the board with his spit take.
Oh, sorry about that. And then to make matters worse, at one point, they're singing face-to-face, and you're like, oh, my God, they're way too close.
They are way too close.
All of a sudden, they both put their both foreheads together, and their noses are together. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh. Stop it! Oh, God.
So gross. And,
I don't know who greenlighted this POS, but it definitely was not good. They're now saying that the reasons why people don't like the don't like this video. First of all, they're saying it was rushed production.
Obviously.
They shot it just 13 hours to be ready for the live broadcast. So that was it. They just had that time to do it. They couldn't look back and say, you know, maybe that part wasn't that good. No, they kept it because they had to. And they also say it's bad because of the exaggerated performance of David Bowie, Mick Jagger jumping around.
Exaggerated is right.
Almost like someone
overdone.
Heated the floor. Like they heated the floor. Okay, the way they're bouncing around. It's almost like at no point in the video do you see them stopping. They have to keep on bouncing the entire damn time. And the third reason why it's bad is because the baggy clothing, the outdated fashion, are all examples of poor 80s fashion choices. And if you watch the video, it's just bad. I suggest you, if you want to feel good about yourself and what you do today, watch that video because you can't possibly surpass that.
That's good. You watch that video, you'll feel better about yourself.
Exactly. I highly advise it.
You know, I think when I look at it, because it's so bad and it's over, like exaggerated, like you said, it's a perfect word. I think they were thinking, you know, when you're in a stadium and you're on a stage, 80,000 people, you have to exaggerate everything.
Right.
Yes.
To get that energy.
To be noticed. Yeah.
And I think they were thinking that.
But the cameras are too tight on them.
They weren't thinking small screen.
No.
Nope.
Video.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
And if you watch the video also where they shot it.
I think Ruth is like watching it now. She's doing the
jazz
hands.
It was shot in an industrial area. Like, it looks like you're going to get mugged any moment. Really grim. It looked like a really bad neighborhood. And it's these two going, doink, 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 doink.
It's like the bowels of the old Shea Stadium or something. Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
We got 5 seconds here, Andre. What do you got?
I sent Phil a video. Someone made a version of the video with no music.
Oh, yeah, we were watching that Friday. Oh, it's hysterical.
Oh, my God, it is hilarious. That just makes the video worth it, just that parody right there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we should post that. And we'll post it on Chaz and AJ Facebook. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, AJ, nice job.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.